at home tomorrow. Hopefully the rain can hold off and you get to play at home fine.
We're super excited, especially with our new facility and everything, starting off the season. And the girls, we, like in the LSU tournament, we came out ready to play. We knew we had some huge competition and we're ready to play whoever we're going to play, and especially against Southeastern. We just got to come out thinking we're playing against Michigan again.
Of course, starting the season with such great opponents, what kind of confidence does that give your team, you know, heading into the season?
Tremendous confidence. We didn't know what we were going to get ourselves into in the fall playing Michigan and LSU, but you know, we made a goal and we definitely made an impact last weekend. I think we turned people's heads and we're pretty excited about this season.
Do you see a different mindset between this part of the early season and maybe where you guys' team was last year early in the season?
Oh yes, the team chemistry is definitely different this year. We work really hard, doesn't matter rain or shine, we're out here working, and even on and off the field we're a really close family-like kind of team. It's a really, really great team.
What's kind of a scouting report say on Southeastern? What would you know about them or expect from them?
We did play them last year, I believe, and probably just we have a good pitching staff this year, and a lot of dinkers in the field, so we just got to make sure that our outfielders are ready to dive for the balls and the infielders are ready to get back and catch that ball.
Yeah. Janet, talk a little bit about the offense this year. I mean, your first couple of years, it was pretty much heavy on the top and the middle of the lineup, mm-hmm. But this year it seems like 1 through 9, there's no easy out.
Offense has picked it up a lot this year. I think we just decided that, you know, I've been here 2 years and I've seen what happened, and we just decided to, you know, pick it up this year, and we work really hard in the cages and off BP with Coach Dawson, and we decided to just do it this year, I think, pretty much.
Has anybody asked Caitlin Hill what she was having for breakfast down in Baton Rouge?
You know what, it's a really funny story. Last year, before Utah, she bought this Special K breakfast, and that's what she brought to LSU, and she hit 3 home runs in 3 games, so I don't know. I guess we all need Special K yogurt or whatever it was. It's her story, and so she's sticking to it, so I guess we all need to try it.
Anything else, guys?
But you saw the potential in her, probably.
Oh, yes.
From what Malcolm was saying and Coach Dawson, she finished strong. Like,
oh, yes, she did. Yeah. Yep, and we saw it coming. She has great BP rounds, and 3 home runs in 3 games is pretty impressive for a sophomore, definitely. And she was kind of scared herself. She said, what's going on? We're like, just keep it up, whatever you're doing. So we're really proud of her and the whole team as a whole. We just did amazing.
Okay. Anything else?
Great.
Thanks, Jana.
All right.